Sully Arata, Sully, S-U-L-Y, Arata, A-R-A-T-A. Date of birth is 5/19/1957. Date of service is 6/1/2023. Miss Arata is a 66-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. She was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter in 2007. She also has a history of GERD, vertigo, and significant migraine headaches, fatigue, HSV, and H. pylori. She reports symptoms of feeling dry skin, heart palpitations, occasional mood swings, hair loss, heat intolerance, constipation. She also reports significant compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She was previously on hormone replacement therapy back in 2019, and then this was discontinued, and after that she started having more hot flashes and heat intolerance. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter: she had a thyroid ultrasound done in December 19th, 2022. This indicated a dominant nodule on the right measuring 14.8 by 8 by 11.4 millimeters, and another one located on the inferior pole of the right thyroid gland measuring 21.4 by 21.7 and 15.2 millimeters. She also has a dominant nodule on the left measuring 19.4 by 15.3 by 12.3 millimeters and another one measuring 16.3 by 13 by 8.1 millimeters. The patient has had a biopsy of both of these nodules and the results were negative for malignancy, Bethesda category 2 for both sides of the left and the right dominant nodules. Next number, the patient reports significant compressive symptoms at the thyroid, specifically while lying down or with her neck extended. As a result, we are going to recommend surgical consultation with at the Clayman Thyroid Center to review her candidacy for thyroid surgery. Next number, the patient had a thyroid biopsy of both of these nodules dated 3/9/23, indicating negative for malignancy on both dominant nodules. Next number, I will also check a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.